First John chapter 5. This is exactly what we're talking about, if you can hear it. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Okay, question is,
he is the Christ.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? Do you know what that means? Morning Bible study knows what it means.
When Crystal was having trouble last Tuesday when we were here last, when I got home, I, for the first time, realized that I always thought that you could, if you fixed it physically, it would be okay spiritually. For the first time, I saw that it's always led spiritually. If you're having trouble anywhere else, the root cause is spirit. It's not a, you know, I'm exhausted, then I had spiritual troubles.
Yeah, I love it when I ask people what's, if there's something about it. No, I'm just real tired.
Yeah.
I just sort of laugh inside.
I never say that.
I know. You wouldn't say that.
I did once.
But I was so tired.
And
I didn't know what I was saying. But then I got too tired to say it again.
What's that mean?
Did anybody hear that?
Nobody heard it.
Nobody heard it.
Nobody heard it.
I have a headache?
To believe that Jesus is the Christ is really rare. I mean, it's so funny now to us, but most people believe that Christ is Jesus' last name. There's Joseph Christ and Mary Christ and Jesus Christ.
His older brother Frank.
And his older brother
Frank Christ.
But Christ is more than a title. It's everything. I mean, you have to believe that he is the yea. All the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen. And there's no thing, no desire of your heart that isn't fulfilled in him now. And that's just so hard to see. Anyway, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat, everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him. I've read it 1,000 times and it still doesn't make sense. Everyone that loveth
the Father,
him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. Okay.
Say that three times.
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. We've talked about the water and the blood in here, right? It's not all the blood or the sacrifices that caused the offerings that required death. All the water is all the offering, or all the aspects of purification. Remember. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. Okay, I know this is hard to understand, but if you can hear what we just said, is over here. Boom. The three, the water, the in earth, that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. And that's here, right? In contradiction to that is the next verse. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Now, what does it mean to receive the witness of men? It means in your daily life that you make judgments based on what is common to men, as opposed to making judgments based on the Spirit, the water, and the blood. I'm not expecting you to hear it. I'm just expecting you to open your mind to the possibility that the witness of God is greater than the witness of men. Now, that's our hope. We really believe at a core being, and this is why we are so unreliable, that we are stronger than God. And we believe, the evidence that we believe we are stronger than God is we believe we will fail, i.e. in the walk. Can you hear that? You believe that at the core, there's a core of your being that says there is no hope. And you're sort of just hanging on, hoping maybe someday there might be hope. Does that communicate with anybody? Can you hear that? This is the huge reason that you can't trust the witness of men, because the witness of men, no matter what their outward protestations are, no matter how New Age bullshit they get, they really believe the only thing that's going to happen to them is that they're going to die.
Alone.
I mean, so it's critical that we get over here to the other hand where we have the witness of the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Over here we have the witness of men. Do you realize how rare it is anymore? And I mean, I only took the witness of men for most of my life. I only took the witness of men for probably half of the time that I've been a believer. It's only since the body was, really since Levites got around, that I saw how futile the witness of men was. Since Harry's the first.
Thank you, Harry.
Do you realize that Harry's been a Levite for 10 years?
You see that one coming.
So you can, are you going to get a 10-year pin or a tie clip?
In 40 years, he gets to retire.
Oh. Yeah. He's going to make himself a pin and pay for it.
January 20th, I get to retire.
You will go watch.
Next January 20th, this coming January
20th.
I'll be 50.
But no. It's 50 years of service that you need to retire.
The way I read it.
It's either one.
I'm going to go sit in the lair all day long.
Okay. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified in his Son. But it gets down to the nitty-gritty. And for me, the nitty-gritty is meeting payroll every week. I mean, that's really, I mean, we're getting low, real low again. Swing low. And so the idea of this meeting the payroll and paying the rents and paying for the food and all that, it's like, if I receive the witness of men, I would probably shoot myself. And I'm not saying this to get your sympathy. I'm saying this so that you can understand that you don't need to go by the witness of men. Now, the witness of men, the witness of God doesn't cause you to be foolish either. I.e.,
playing down from trying.
Oh, no. I God revealed to me that he wanted us to have all of those units over there, and so I've convinced the board that we should go into debt and buy all those units. Well, I mean, I don't know where this thing stops. I only know that, and maybe it's what I have faith for. Maybe that's why we're so fucked up. But I know, for me, where the witness of man is and the witness of God is. And that's what each one of you must find out for yourself, where that line of demarcation is, where you go from the witness of man, and you need the witness of man, and where the witness of God comes in and what they're both testifying of. And they're not the same. The witness of man has to do with sensory perception. It has to do with values of your parents. It has to do with the gods of your fathers. It has to do with, you can bet it's the witness of man is if it's common to the Gentile world. The witness of God is greater, but what does it mean? How is it worked out on a day-to-day basis? You know, in each one of you, it'll be something, and it will always be something until time ends. Because no matter if you've got it down, you know, what's the difference between the witness of man and the witness of God? Well, then all of a sudden he takes you to another side of the boat. You have to get in the boat with them, go to the other side, and there's a whole other world of witnesses over there. I mean, all the things you've got down don't work over there. Am I communicating to anybody? And there aren't any principles. God, I wish Bill Gothard was right. I bet I had a pretty good memory. I could memorize those suckers.
The seven principles.
And 49 characteristics.
Are these the ones that you talk about, the one that the Bible talks about, that they meet together and in time?
Yeah, but when the three in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. And the three in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. When they connect in agreement, time ends.
Where does it say that?
Revelation 10. When the mystery of God is completed, time shall be no more. The mystery of God is connected with the witness on earth and the witness in heaven being the same. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Anyway, we're still not where I wanted to go. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, all of that sounds real religious, and here's where it's tested. And here's where the applicability comes in this prayer business. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is how you know that you do. And that's the segue to the next verse. All that sounds real religious. Except now we get to the nitty-gritty. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence. This is the test of it. That we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we already have the petitions that we desired of him. So prayer then becomes, it starts out where prayer's like begging. A lot of you know about begging prayers. It's sort of like, yeah, that's too dirty. Begging, it's begging prayers. Some of you are starting to know of the prayer of anticipation, the expectancy of knowing. But God wants us here, where we know what we're dealing with. And that's the prayer of affirmation. That you simply speak it. And once you speak it, you know it's done. Now, do you think that that's possible? It's possible. I promise you it's possible.
But at the same time, it's not whatever comes out of your mouth.
No, because
it's only
because you know, for instance, and it's an interesting way that that happens. When I was a brand new believer, one of the first things I did is I was going to be a governor for Jesus. You didn't know that, did you?
Not a councilman.
But that was president.
Not a legislator.
No, this was, president. The first thing was governor. I was going to be governor.
You got to do that first.
And I would, and if I would have prayed then, I would have said, thank you, Father, for
making me
governor. Anyway, all of a sudden, I don't want. It just sounds ludicrous. Then I pray, and then for a long time I was convinced that I was if I was going to be in the will of God, we'd have had that television station and then a television network. The idea now that we would have a television station is so odious to me that I can't even think about it. Then there was a huge time where I was convinced that God wanted me to have a talk show. And that's not been too long ago, you know, a few years ago.
I'm so glad those things are gone.
And all of a sudden it's just like, and it's, most of it was Harry's fault, by the way. Those last few, because he convinced me that we should have that.
Listen to this horseshit.
That happened just before retirement.
What?
That kind of stuff happened.
Excuse me. Anyway. But all those things are now so, they're chaff to the wheat. And the same is true. I am convinced, I know, I mean, it's hard to know, but I know the prayer. I mean, I know what this says. That when I pray, I know that he hears, I know that we've already got it. I mean, it's not even, there's not even a doubt. Now, I can't know that about everything. I mean, I can't know that just because if I, you know, if somebody asked me to pray for healing and I mean, I may know, you know, it may happen that I know they're healed. But it is such an incredible blessing to know that you know that you know. It just, let me read that again. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have it, or we have the petitions that we desire of him. Now, you can't get there from here without asking for a bunch of dumb stuff. But that doesn't mean you're not supposed to ask for the dumb stuff. You may get some of it just to show you that it's dumb. But you, just because it's got this according to his will thingy in there, that stops most people from praying, really. Well, that's horseshit. You've got to pray. You've got to see the privilege of prayer. So, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's going to do to cause.
Why wouldn't somebody pray?
Because they're afraid they'll be foolish. Well, I can't believe it. If you're married and not if you're not praying with each other daily, I can't believe it. If you're in business with somebody, you're not praying with each other daily. I can't believe it if you have a child and you're not praying with that child daily, or more than daily. The school is now learning the... Do you know what we did with the school? We changed things up a little. We're changing everything up around here, but the school is now has two homeroom classes, and it's all the boys in one and all the girls in the others. But they're learning, the first thing they do every morning is they're learning the Amida, or the Amida, the 18 prayers. And that's what they do, the first thing every morning is pray. And if the kids can do it, what I want to do is I'm not going to pray for you tonight. I want you all to pray. And pray as if time depended on it. But I want you guys to start praying. Understand?
That means you like have to like
be vulnerable.
Learn to talk to each other and
do what?
Get very specific with what you want.